Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, welcome everyone. We're so glad to have each of you back as we continue with the First Fruits Praise and Prayer Convention Conference with our host, Dr. Bernard Johnson, who is the International Ambassador. God bless and welcome everyone.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And a special prayer for the First Fruit prayer line.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Garnett. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Praise God.
Go ahead.
Mother Digby, excuse me. Mother Digby, unspoken.
Amen, Mother Digby. Digby. Amen. All right, anyone else?
Good morning.
God.
Go ahead, love. Go ahead.
Is that Sister Jennifer?
Yeah, she could go. She could go. Let her go.
I'll yield to you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
God bless you, Dr. Stearns. I would like to ask prayer for Mother Atlee Johnson and an entire First Fruit prayer line staff line, along with my family and church family. God bless you.
Sorry,
this is Sister Lily Mays.
Sister Mays, all right. God bless you. I know the voice. Amen. But when you're writing, you have to get a little help. Amen. God bless you, Sister Mays. You know I know who you are. Amen.
Yes.
First prayer line and family. Amen. And the other request that you asked from Sister Mays? Say for First Fruit prayer line family. And
And Mother Atlee Johnson. And I would also like to ask Sister Geraldine Hughes, because she always wakes me up every morning.
Amen.
Also.
Amen. Amen. One day somebody might have to wake me up. Amen. Praise the Lord. Besides the Holy Spirit, but in the natural. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Our honor. Amen. Dr. Johnson so often tell us, don't forget about our elderly. And thank God that I do check on the elderly. Amen. I may not check on you all because I don't know you, but in my area, people that I have been raised up around, I'm concerned about the elderly. Amen. God bless you, Sister Lily Mays. And Sister Jennifer, you're
yes.
on.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, this is Jennifer. I'm asking for a prayer. My son Jeremiah, he has not been in school since all this week due to his asthma and also diarrhea as well. But I'm trusting and believing the Lord. He will be healed completely. And also my daughter, she will be graduating, going to high school September. She's been getting up so early, doing a lot of homework just for strength. And the Lord give her some good rest and just continue allowing her to continue doing good in school all the way through college. And I'm grateful. She's a wonderful kid. She just turned 14. And I'm grateful. I'm happy. As a mother, I don't tell her as much, even though at times I can be a little hard on her. But I thank God. It's all God. I don't want to take glory for anything. It's all the Lord. But thank you, and keep me in prayer as well. Thank you so much.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Jennifer. I can agree with you. I'm a mother of two daughters. Amen. And my last daughter, amen, both of them I coached, but my last daughter has really excelled in her endeavors. I coached her all the way through her doctorate degree. And so you are in order. Amen. Start
it's all God.
Start young with them and follow them through. Amen.
Yes,
I just
ma'am.
Wanted to put that in because it does work to have a godly mother. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
To follow their daughter and their sons. Amen. Follow them all the way through. That's our jobs. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
And I thank God for wonderful people on the prayer line that pray for my children nonstop. And words can express. Thank you, everyone. And God bless you all.
And I just, amen, I just thank God. And while we're talking about that, I'm going to put my daughters on the prayer list. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I have my oldest daughter, amen, definitely want to be. Her name is Tangela. She's my oldest, and she's beautiful to me. And I thank God that my children allow me to share, amen, sometimes with me. I'm just sharing this as a part of prayer and everything. Sometimes we as pastors and leaders in the body of Christ, amen, a lot of people get our attention, and our children sometimes, amen, get a little slack, but my children don't get jealous because they know that I love them. My oldest daughter, I'm praying for her entrepreneurship, amen. She's already working, but this is where she wants to go. And my youngest daughter, name is Michaela, amen. And she's at the door with her doctorate of medicine and PhD, two doctorate degrees. So I follow her with her dream. If she has to go out of town, Mama is right there. Amen, because I stay on the premises just to pray her through. Amen. God bless you all. Is it anyone else that have a prayer request?
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Sister Castile here. Unspoken prayer request, please.
All right, Sister Castile.
And my son's name is Henry.
Who is this? Mother Johnson? Someone I heard say their son name is Henry. Who is that?
From Indiana. Her son's name is Henry.
Oh, is that from Dr. Pfeiffer? Who was that?
That was Mother Johnson from Indiana.
I thought so. I recognize it. It's getting, I don't know, but it seems as if it went in and out. Okay, all right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're at 7. Amen. And most of them are part A, B, and C. Dr. Johnson, do you want me to continue or just go into prayer?
Go into prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all on this morning. And it is prayer time, and we certainly want to lift up these vessels of honor, amen, servants of the Most High God, that we're here this morning for prayer, and we thank God that we can come before his presence, amen, and absorb and soak into the anointing and get our minds and our hearts stayed on the Lord, that we would be on one accord. Corporate prayer, amen, mean that we're all touching and agreeing in the spirit, and that touches in the spirit. Amen. It don't have to be in the natural, but it's in the spirit. And God, we come before your presence this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we touch and agree in the spirit this morning that all of us are going before you first, oh, God, with a broken and a contract spirit before you. God, never let us think that we are so good that we cannot repent. And God, we repent this morning for anything that we've done before you, before we came back together again this morning, oh God, that we have not laid at the altar. And God, we humbly submit ourselves unto you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you for another day and another opportunity that you have allowed us to tap into the anointing and tap into the throne room of your blessings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And God, this morning as we come, we put first on the prayer line the first fruit founder and CEO and the ambassador of this, oh God, this ministry that you placed in his hand, and that's none other than your servant, Dr. Bernard Johnson. And we thank you, oh God, for him this morning, oh God, for doing a great work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But now, God, we pray and we give you, oh God, this petition to you this morning, that you continue to bless him and keep him covered by the blood of Jesus. We bind up anything, oh God, that is not of you in the mighty name of Jesus. We know the enemy come in like a flood, but you say you'll raise a standard above us, Lord. Now, God, we pray and we pray, oh God, that you loose his throat and his vocal cords in the name of Jesus. For God, we know that he used his voice, oh God, for the glory of God and lifting up the name of Jesus and encouraging us and those and them and those on the wayside and on the byside, on the highway, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you bless them indeed. And God, as we pray in the spirit, so many have asked, oh God, that the man of God be debt free. And God, we believe you for that, because nothing is too hard for you, oh God. All things are possible if we just believe in the name of Jesus. Because I know when the leader is free, God, the sheep will be free in the name of Jesus. The followers will be free. And we thank you, oh God, for Dr. Johnson. And we thank you, oh God, for, oh God, Lady Betty, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her sweet spirit. And oh God, we thank you, oh God, that she's truly a helpmeet. But God, meet every need for her, we pray in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray that you encourage her, oh God. And we pray the prayer, oh God, of strength over her. And we continue to pray the prayer of health, oh God, over Mother Lady Betty, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Because they are two, Lord God. They're one in the spirit. They're two individuals, but they're one in the spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for the first family, and for their children, and for their grandchildren, for their daughter and grandchildren. And we thank you, oh God, for amazing grace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we thank you for Mother Atlee Johnson. We thank you, oh God, that we've been able, oh God, to be able to get that mantle, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the woman that is the, oh God, that is the lady of the mother of the nation. Oh God, she is just not a lady, but she is a mother of Zion, a mother of the nation. And we thank you, oh God, and we need her, oh God, in the body of Christ. And God, just keep on blessing her, and keep on, oh God, blessing her for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And give all that you want to her, and all that you need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for Sister Peterson, oh God. We pray right now, God, that you loose her vocal cords, Lord God. If it's anything in there that is not of you in that vocal cord, say to them, the Lord rebuke you this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, oh God, as she asks for traveling grace, oh God, for her brother and her sister-in-law. Touch them, oh God. Keep your loving arms of protection around them as they travel, Lord God. And remember her friend, oh God, Sister Rosemary Gasson, oh God, for the healing, Lord God. If you woke her up out of a coma, God, you can heal her, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that you're more than of a second chance. You do it over and over and over again, Lord God. And we send this prayer to her this morning. Oh Lord, this morning we pray again, Lord God, for Mother Johnson in Indiana. We thank you for Mother Johnson, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, that we already know, Lord God, that you answered our prayers for her condo, Lord God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. But now, Lord, she asks that we pray for her son. Her son name is Henry. And, oh, God, he's in South Carolina right now. And he's having transportation problems. But, God, we loose it today in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask, oh, God, that you send your anointing over there, Lord God, in South Carolina to Henry. Today, oh God, and a praise report gonna come today, Lord God, that you loosed her in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, whatever we bind on earth, you'll bind it in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth, you'll loose it in heaven. So we bind it up, Lord God. We bind up, oh God, the negative. We bind up the obstacles that's coming of his way, today, Lord, and we loose the transportation, a smooth transaction, a good transportation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, we just say thank you this morning for the act of prayer, Lord God, for the Spirit of the living God falling on us. And now, God, we place a place of prayer for Mother Garnett, Lord, Geraldine Garnett, in the name of Jesus. We've already prayed for Dr. Johnson, but we're going to pray all day long. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to free him again. That's her prayer. That's my prayer. And that's our prayer, Lord God. Oh, God. Our next, oh God, her sister Brenda and her brother Patrick. She are asking, oh God, set them free by the power of God. Save them, Lord God. She asked you to save them, Lord God. And we know that you can save. Oh God, deliver them from the hands of the enemy. Plant their feet on straight street, Lord God. Touch them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning, remember Mother Digby. Oh God, we thank you for Mother Digby, because she sure is a mother of Zion as well. And we thank you, oh God. Everything unspoken, let it be revealed, Lord God. Let her get a blessing off the unspoken request. Oh God, touch her this morning. Pray for Mother Digby. We pray, oh God, that you touch her. Let her feel your spirit this morning. Let her know, and she already know, God, but remind her that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, and prayer changes things. Oh God, this morning, remember, oh God, Sister Jennifer, oh God, remember this sweet young lady, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, touch her indeed, touch her as a mother, and touch her as a servant. She brings before us this morning her son Jeremiah. Oh God, we rebuke asthma off him, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are a healer. We rebuke that infirmity. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let him be able to breathe. Oh God, in the right way. Oh God, this morning, we agree for this young man, this young boy, God, take it away, Lord God, so he will be active, and he will be made whole, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember her daughter this morning. I thank you, oh God, that she placed her children in the hands of the Lord this morning. Go in the house. Oh God, this morning, we pray for her and all of the youth, oh God, on the First Fruit prayer line. We ought to be praying for our young people, Lord God, because they got caught up in the last days, Lord God, where perilous times are here, in the name of Jesus, oh God, but they still can't escape the world, Lord God. They still can't escape, oh God, because we're praying for them, oh God. So touch daughter and everybody's daughters and grandsons, oh God, this morning. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, have your way this morning. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for Sister Lily Mays. Oh God, she's asking the same prayer, because that means we are agreeing in the spirit. One prayer and one Lord. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Going up to you this morning. Oh Lord, remember Sister Geraldine Hughes. She asks, oh God, that you bless the Lord God for just being a steward, a servant, for remembering her, for waking her up on time, to be on the First Fruit prayer line. You say if we have a desire, you'll meet our desire. Oh God, you say that if we delight ourselves in you, you'll give us the desire of our heart. Our desire desire is to be up in the morning to get the first fruit prayer line so we can offer our praises unto you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God this morning. Thank you for Sister Castile, Lord God. Unspoken. Oh, God. So many of us on the prayer line have so much to give to you, Lord God. But, God, you see and you know and most of all you care. We thank you this morning, oh, God. Touch my family this morning. My daughter, Tangela, Lord God. I thank you that my children are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. And now, God, I know you're going to bless her with her own business, Lord God. It's her heart's desire, and I know you'll meet her every need. I thank you for my daughters this morning because they keep me, Lord God. They help me, Lord God. I need the help in the ministry, and they're there for me, oh God. My daughter is the church musician, the praise worshiper, the leader, Lord God. Touch my daughter, Michaela. I always, down through the years, I always call her Dr. Michaela. And now she's at that point in her life, Lord God, that I know, oh God, the degrees are there. You blessed her with a bachelor's. You blessed her with a master's. Blessed to be the youth leader. Oh, God, she stopped, Lord God, and set herself apart to be used for the glory of God. She's a minister, and I thank you for my daughters. I thank you for my husband this morning. Keep on healing him, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you heal that foot in the name of Jesus. Healing is on the prayer line this morning. Those that didn't get a chance to call out to the Lord, you this morning. Oh, God, give them ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. I believe in Sister Sheila, oh, God, that's standing for a prayer for her job in the name of Jesus. It's one of them, but God, you know who they are because they're in my heart, and our hearts go out for anybody that have a need on the prayer request. It's not about a solo. It's all of us standing in the need of prayer. And Lord, this morning, we pray this morning for Elder Strota, wherever he is, Lord God. We still ask, oh God, that you bring him forth in the name of Jesus. We pray this morning, wherever he is, that you bring him by the power of God. Touch Dr. Lacey. Remember her this morning. Oh, God, it's so many. Oh, God, that we just say, oh, God, to God be the glory. Oh, God, things that you've already done. We come this morning and we pray for our conference coming up, for the convention that's looking at us in June. Oh, God, we're praying this morning that your church first fruit prayer line, that they will seed into this great ministry, that there will be no slack and be no lack, that Dr. Johnson won't have to leave out of the conference heavy, that he'll leave out shouting in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, and we say, money come forth in the name of Jesus. Take the bondage, take the stiffness off the people, and God provide in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We pray that you open doors, that first group airline will be flying in, driving in. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let them start making preparation and reservations in the name of Jesus. I decree it this morning. We decree this morning that this convention, oh, God, is going to go around and hit every city. body in the name of Jesus, because it's a good work, and good works go forth in the name of Jesus. Those that the Lord is using Dr. Johnson to become ambassadors elect. Oh God, let us humble ourselves. Oh God, it's just an assignment, but it don't mean we make it to glory off that. We got to work on our own soul salvation, but God make us worthy of the honor. Name of Jesus, and let us do the work that you call us to do in the name of Jesus. Don't let it just be a title, but God, I looked up the word ambassador, and God, it's got an assignment behind it in the name of Jesus. And God, get us ready for the great work. We're going to go do, Lord God, up under the leadership of the man of God. He has a vision. Oh, God, you said in your word, without a vision, the people will perish. But, God, we thank you for the visionary in the name of Jesus. Touch this morning in the cause of your love. Oh, God, we send the prayer out to the north, south, east, and west. And we're praying, oh God, that resolution will come, Lord God, for that missing plane. It's not right to know that somebody's loved one is not found. And God, we pray for everything. I'm believing, God, that the truth will be revealed in the name of Jesus. Oh God, when I see on TV how the loved ones are crying out, we're crying out with them. Oh, Jesus, have your way this morning. We thank you for First Fruit Prayer Line. It's a good prayer line. And we bind the adversary. The enemy don't like prayer. But we cry out, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And he has to be in the name of Jesus. I covet my prayer line. I thank you, oh God, that I have a prayer to pray, a God to keep, and a God to glorify. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Mother Johnson that's teaching us, Lord God. Oh, what a blessing. Who would know more about the Holy Ghost than somebody that has lived and walked the Holy Ghost? Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for the teachings on First Fruit Prayer Line. Thank you for the sacrifice, oh God, that the First